down. As a result, we head to the hotline, and we welcome in Lorain native and Columbus Blue Jackets insider Jeff Svoboda to shed some light on this as well and how this has affected the NHL. Jeff, as always, we appreciate the time, and you know, we just kind of wanted to get your perspective, your thoughts of what's gone down so far, because you know, really, as of 48 hours ago, seemed like the Jackets were going to play their next scheduled game against the Penguins, and then it just seemed like there was a gigantic domino effect that seemingly has not stopped since.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's like, so what are we going to talk about here? We have no games to go on. I mean, it's crazy. It's overwhelming. It's all of the adjectives that you can possibly ever want to put on it, because it's a scenario that we haven't been in as a society in quite some time, as far as having to cancel so many public events, and certainly sports at the forefront of that. I mean, sports is about the only thing that brings together 20,000, 30,000, you know, people on a regular basis, 60,000 if you consider football games, 100,000 if you consider Ohio State football when those games happen. You know, these are the largest communal gatherings really that we have as a society, and now they're going to go away for a while. So yeah, it completely changes so much of what we do, and obviously it's my livelihood, and so it's going to be a unique couple weeks for myself, and it's going to be for sports fans who are so used to watching the game. It's certainly going to be an adjustment, and who would have thought the Blue Jackets played their last game on Sunday in Vancouver and got what at the time felt like a very big victory, and they were going to come home and be in the playoff race. There was 12 games left, and you were thinking of everything but, you know, the virus and how the potential for it to spread, was out there, but no one really knew, you know, quite of what was going to happen this past week. And now suddenly we're in a giant holding pattern in the sports world. And so it'll be fascinating to see when we and when other major sports are able to get back going here, how long this is going to take, I think will obviously be the key factor in determining, you know, things like the NBA, things like the NHL, you know, what they're able to do with their seasons and getting back going. But in the meantime, it's a holding pattern, and we're going to all have to kind of spend a little bit of our time finding different ways to go about our lives. But you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. We're all kind of in a holding pattern right now, not necessarily just in the sports world. I mean, I think in the entire world in general, you get the idea that, you know, people aren't exactly sure how to proceed. And, you know, specifically focusing on what's going on with the NHL, I think there's certainly some ideas, there's some rumors about how this is going to be handled. But again, I think people want more information and they want some more time to try and figure all of this out. But there's about 12 games left in the season, right, for the Jackets, assuming that there is the rest of the regular season. So you take a look at that situation, and if I'm not mistaken, they're by the slightest of margins in the playoffs, if indeed the playoffs are to begin whenever they decide to resume to the ice. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
So you're in a very, very dicey situation, because if indeed they do return to play, and we're hearing from some other entities, the OHSAA, just a few moments ago during our last commercial break, sent out a media advisory stating that at least at the high school level, the kids will begin to practice again on on April 6th. And a few days later, on April 11th, play is expected to begin again. So that gets you to thinking that on the high school level here, if they're doing that, what would the next step be for someone like the NHL? I mean, does it make them ramp things up a little bit? I mean, there are obviously some complications involved there that they have to contend with that high schools don't. Travel, of course, being the big one there. But have you heard any rumors about what the NHL might do moving forward?
Certainly nothing concrete at this point, just because I think time is the ultimate determiner of what is going to happen here. You know, I think in a week or two we'll have a little bit better handle on what exactly the impact of this virus will be on our communities. And it could be good news or it could be bad news. And if it's good news, then certainly you're in a much better spot as far as, okay, can we consider bringing back some of these sports? What's the status of our healthcare systems, things like that? I mean, because that's, you know, you can play these games without people in them, in the buildings, probably sooner than you could with people, or people without people in the building sooner than you could with people in them, just because of the kind of the mass gathering standpoint. If you want to put players out there, you know, if we're in a situation where, you know, it's not as bad as it could be, and there's advancements that happen, and you know, the only real worry is that, you know, a couple might go among players, but they're in, you know, the prime of their lives, and they're young guys who could get treatment and things like that, that, you know, they'd be comfortable playing against one another, then maybe, you do get to see it ramp up, and you do see it happen sooner than it could otherwise be. But I think where everyone's really kind of at the mercy of what happens here. You can have a best laid plan, but this is really just uncharted territory. No one has ever been in a spot like this as far as having to make the decisions. And so a lot of it's just going to be guided by what this looks like in a week or so, what it looks like in 2 weeks. The talk from the doctor with Mike DeWine's press conference yesterday, Amy Acton, talking about how many people in Ohio probably already have this virus that just don't even know it yet because of the fact that the symptoms haven't showed up. That's the thing I think is kind of the ultimate question mark is, so okay, when in a week or two when we see how many people actually are sick and how this has spread, then I think there'll be a lot more ability to make concrete decisions as far as going forward because, the NHL is looking at contingency plans. They've talked to the teams about, building availability. I'm sure they have some ideas as far as if they have to restart the regular season, can they get everybody to a certain number of games and then go from there? And it might not be 82, which is the normal length of a season. They might end up having to make it a little shorter. I'm sure there's plans about, okay, do we make the playoff rounds 5 games instead of 7 at some point based on how much time we have? But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to how much time they have, and I don't think anybody can really forecast what that's going to look like until we get another week or so or 2 weeks or who knows, maybe even 3 weeks into this. There's just so many unknowns at this point that have to be answered.
Right, and that's the big thing. I mean, I think people are looking for a timeline, and even that's not available right now. And I think everybody's kind of curious as to how people are going to handle this. And I think, you're around the team quite often. You're around the front office and the coaching staff. And being around those guys, what's your major takeaway with the way that they've kind of handled all of this? Because right now it just seems like it's a bit of a guessing game for everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, well, the funny part is the last time we talked to the players, was Wednesday morning after practice, and at that time, they were not only scheduled to continue the game Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Penguins as usual, but they were planning to have fans in the building. And pretty much within 24 hours, that was a pipe dream. And then within 26 hours, the announcement had been made by the NHL that they were going to pause operation. So that just speaks to the kind of the speed with which this whole thing has come together and people recognizing the seriousness of this from the Ohio government on down. With Mike DeWine coming out and kind of saying what he said as far as mass gatherings and things like that really kind of forced the hand of the Blue Jackets and then the NHL following the NBA's lead there going with that. But, yeah, the last time we talked to these guys, they basically said, we want to play hockey, obviously. If we have to do it in an empty building, we have to do it in an empty building, then we'll do it. But at the end of the day, they want to play hockey. They trained their entire lives for the chance to chase the Stanley Cup. And so for them to have had that chance put on hold, at least temporarily, is not something I'm sure they're excited about. I think they also understand. Our captain, Nick Foligno, put on Twitter the other day, he understands the situation, hopes everybody's healthy and safe and they can get back going here as soon as possible. But at the end of the day, these guys, they've dedicated their lives to this. And so, I think if given their druthers, whatever first opportunity they have to get back out there and play, they're going to want to do it. And whether that means fans in the building, whether it means empty buildings, whether it means having to play the games in Timbuktu of all places, they would probably want to do it. And so they're kind of in the same holding pattern as the rest of us, though, because certainly they're not doctors and they don't know exactly what's going to happen here. But if the first possible chance they get to play, they're going to play. And they've been told to stay around. They're not spreading. Kind of globetrotting back to their hometowns at this point. They're all still going to be around, and I think they're hoping within the next week or two they can at least get back to practicing and have the product back on the ice at some point. But it'll remain to be seen how long it'll take.
And everybody's anxious in some form or fashion because, again, right now we just don't have the answers that we're looking for. And whether it's from a player's perspective, a fan's perspective, it just seems like everybody's on edge here right now because nobody totally knows what to expect. And as you stated earlier, Jeff, we may not have any answers on that. And maybe for another week, maybe another couple of weeks, and it's going to be really interesting to see how the cards fall here over the next, I would say, 5 or 6 days, because at that point, you'd like to think that maybe we'll have a much better idea as to how this is going to be attacked. Now, on a much, much lighter note, this is always an unbelievably busy time of the year for you, where you don't really get many days off, if any, at all. So now, you're not necessarily getting any days off because you've got to, keep your finger on the pulse of this whole thing and try and figure out when things might get back to normal. But how weird is this for you, and what are you doing with some of your free time?
It is weird. It's very weird. I'll tell you who it's got to be more weird for, and you guys broadcast a lot of high school sports from the high school sports calendar. I mean, this was going to be the busiest weekend of the year. This was the state wrestling tournament. This was the girls' basketball state tournament. This, I believe, was also happening. You were at the, you know, boys' basketball was getting to the regional stage. The state hockey tournament was going to be in Nationwide Arena over the weekend. And so it's crazy, just all of the things that have piled up. And, you know, the NHL and NBA coming down the pipe. And, you know, golf is getting ramped up. And NASCAR and baseball and March Madness, you know, can't even forget that. You know, it's like this was, we were kind of getting through the February doldrums and getting to that point of where sports was kind of, you know, sports was blooming along with the flowers outside, and then now we're all kind of stuck and waiting what's going to happen next. And so it's definitely different, certainly for me, and I guess we'll kind of have to see. You know, they basically, I mean, I'll go ahead and tell you, they pretty much closed down our office for the next 2 weeks. Anyone who can work remotely is going to do so from home just to, you know, kind of reduce some in-person contact. So it'll be interesting. I've got Netflix, so we'll probably get a chance to catch up on some shows.